Karma, A Yogi's Guide to Crafting Your Destiny. Written and read by Sadhguru, with a glossary read by Leslie Howard.
What is karma? Literally, the word means action. Unfortunately, most people have understood action in terms of good and bad deeds. They see karma as a balance sheet of merits and demerits, virtues and sins, a life audit of sorts. To others, it is a ledger maintained by some divine chartered accountant who assigns some people to celestial bliss and consigns others to a nether world or into the maw of some recycling machine that spews them back into this world to suffer some more. This is not merely false and absurd, it's tragic. This notion has created generations of puzzled and fearful human beings who use the term indiscriminately without a clue of what it means. It has spawned a brand of fatalism that has paralyzed vast segments of people and has been used to validate social injustices and political tyrannies of various kinds. It has also led to much spurious philosophizing and empty academic debate, and has, of course, boosted the fortune-telling industry. Let us shatter the first myth. In actual fact, karma has nothing to do with reward and punishment. It has nothing to do with some despotic life auditor up in the sky working with primitive devices of carrot and stick. It has nothing to do with a benign God up in the heavens, nothing to do with divine retribution, nothing to do with virtue and sin, good and evil, God and Mr. Lucifer. Karma simply means we have created the blueprint for our lives. It means we are the makers of our own fate. When we say, "This is my karma," we are actually saying, "I am responsible for my life." Karma is about becoming the source of one's own creation. In shifting responsibility from heaven to oneself, one becomes the maker of one's destiny. Karma is the natural basis of all existence. It is not a law that is imposed from above. It does not allow us to outsource our responsibility anywhere else. It does not allow us to blame our parents, our teachers, our countries, our politicians, our gods, or our fates. It makes each one of us squarely responsible for our own destinies and, above all, the nature of our experience of life. So the only relevant question here is, are you ready for karma? Are you ready to hear about a dimension that is so empowering that it tells you that you are fully capable of taking the reins of your life in your own hands? If not, listen no further.